Hi, it's Kiffin Labates here, and I'm not going to talk about the Terra Luna debacle. There are plenty of articles out there now on the web that explain exactly what happened. What I do want to do is go back one step, or rather move up one level higher, and talk a bit about some of the mistakes that we make in DeFi and why we're making them. And the analogy I'm going to use is one drawing on the observations of a now, unfortunately, the deceased magician, James Randi. And he made the observation that people normally think if you're faced with, for example, a faith healer or a psychic or something like that, then the way to test whether they're genuine or not is to call in the scientists. And James Randi pointed out that this is completely the wrong thing to do, because scientists are surprisingly easy to fool, especially by magicians. And in fact, that's the kind of person you should call in to assess the claims of people having or claiming to have paranormal abilities. And I think the same is happening in DeFi, namely that we have a bunch of developers who think they've come up with some great financial idea. And the funny thing is, most of the ideas that they're coming up with already exist in an alternate form, but still homologous, in traditional finance. And what's more, people have found out how to get around these systems and how to abuse them. And as a result, regulation has had to come in order to curtail that. And so therefore, if you want your DeFi protocol analyzed, the thing is not to draw in a bunch of developers and engineers. What you really need to do is find people from Wall Street or from the financial world, find experienced traders, and get them to review your thing instead. Because 9 times out of 10, it'll turn out that they've actually seen something like that in the, let's go, I was about to call it the real world, but in the traditional financial world, and they'll be able to tell you what's going to go wrong with it. And I think some people have drawn analogies with the Terra Luna situation to George Soros breaking the Bank of England. And the fact back then on Black Tuesday in the early 90s, the investor, George Soros, knew that the British government were going to have to follow a particular path in order to try to rescue the pound when he put it under pressure. And he used this certainty of knowledge to take a huge gamble that turned out not to be a gamble, because they did exactly what he thought they would. And this is what happened in Terra Luna too. The algorithm said that specific things had to happen in the event of other things happening, and the person who, or group who took advantage of this, managed to walk off with a fortune precisely because they knew exactly how the algorithm was going to behave, and it contained a flaw that probably could have been spotted by a financial professional. I don't know for sure, but it seems highly likely to me. Anyway, that's my meta take on the Terra Luna situation. I hope you found it interesting, and I'll see you in the next video soon. Bye for now.